I want to read two scriptures. One, this is Apostle Thompson. Peace and grace be upon your life today. I want to read from Isaiah 54. I want to read one of the major meditation that we need to take in our life. Isaiah 54:14. In righteousness shall thou be established. Thou shalt be far from oppression. But I shall not fear and from terror, for it shall not come near thee. In the same opening, now it make more sense to you, Isaiah 54:17, because we're talking about this morning being established in righteousness. No weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment thou shalt contemn. Now notice what it says now. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord. Now, and their righteousness is of me, says the Lord. So you see, you look at the protection of righteousness. The word says, no weapon formed against you. Back in the 14th verse, righteousness shall thou be established. Thou shalt be far from oppression. For thou shalt not fear from terror, for it shall not come near thee. That's because you have been made my righteousness. My righteousness is in you and upon you because you are my child. You are a servant of the Most High God. Today, listen to my voice. Listen to my direction. Feel secure in my presence that you are under my protection. You are under my blessing. And go forth today and be a blessing. There's no weapon, nothing that can come against you today that can stop you. There's no power that is greater than the power that lives within you. So you see, today you walk as a righteous man and woman, because you remember what I said in 2 Corinthians 5:21. My son became sin that you might be made the righteousness of God in him. Now for a long time, many have not known what my righteousness is, but it is being right standing with me because of Jesus, the righteous one. So you see, I'm not following you, trying to find you, find out how you have fallen, what sins, what mistakes you have made. I see you as the righteousness of God. When you begin to walk by faith and yield to my grace, you will recognize the power that you have, not only to be protected from your enemy, but to be protected from living a life that is not pleasing to me. You want to live right. And all you have to do is yield to my righteousness, yield to my grace, and walk by faith. It is the best life anyone can ever have when they walk by faith and aim to please me and do what I say. So I bless you today to walk by faith, understand God's amazing grace, and consider the cattle day because of Jesus Christ. I am the righteousness of God in him.